We've been taking a look back at some of our most memorable interviews of the past 20 years, and one that we continue to think about was a conversation with chef and writer Daniel Patterson of San Francisco's Qua. We went to him to talk about the essential tools that a chef needs to have on hand, and his answer is still illuminating. Hey, Daniel, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So for you, what tops the list of your favorite tools?
My hands.
Why am I not surprised?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. It's you can go out and you can buy any kind of high-tech tools, but at the end of the day, there's one thing that gives more information more accurately and more consistently than anything else, and that's my hands.
You know, when you watch these chef shows, all of these people are using tongs. So what's with the tongs?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, when I started working in restaurants, I thought tongs were fantastic because I'd never seen them before at home.
Uh-huh.
And went in, and everyone's using tongs. And the great thing about the tongs is that you could twirl them around on your finger and look really cool.
It's sort of the gunslinger's approach.
Exactly. I was 14 years old. You know, that looked pretty good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, what I realized over time is tongs are, they're really a brutal way of handling food. They're not sensitive to the food.
Yeah.
They're kind of rough around the edges, and they tend to tear things. And you don't learn anything. So if we have a very hot piece of meat in a pan,
mm-hmm.
We use a spoon to turn it, or we use chopsticks, which have metal ends, which we got in Japan, and basically everyone around the kitchen has them. And honestly, we'll put our hands into hot pans as much as anything else.
Yeah, but you guys, I mean, you have the skins of an orange.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's not a recommendation.
but how do you use touch? I mean, for we home cooks, how do you recommend we use our hands?
Well, a great example is, I was just talking about this with a friend of mine. They used to have all kinds of problems figuring out when a piece of meat was done. And my wife used to be the same way. She would take it out of the pan, cut it with a knife, and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't done, it would go back into the pan, leaking juices. And then sometimes, if this piece of meat was really unlucky, it would come out, it would get cut again,
and then
go back in again. At which point, you know, it was kind of mangled. And eventually I showed her, I said, look, just if you feel it and you get used to what feels like rare, what feels like medium rare, then you don't have to go through that whole process. And so she, over time, learned how to touch the meat to figure out when it was done. And that there's some shorthand to that, touching the space between your thumb and your first finger.
Right.
Feels kind of like rare, and, you know, the tip of your nose is I forget what it is, medium well or something. A friend, I never learned this. A friend of mine told me, and I put it in a story I wrote one time, and then, of course, promptly forgot it the next minute.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, I remember it because I read that story. The tip of your nose, you said, was medium. Your earlobe was rare. Notice how this stuck. Your earlobe was rare. Medium was your nose, and your chin was well done.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Does that apply to everything? I mean, like from a chicken breast to a piece of fish?
No, it's more kind of red meat steak.
Yeah.
You know, the information that's so important in terms of touch is like tossing a salad. So using tongs to toss a salad, what happens is the metal bruises the leaves,
mm-hmm.
and there is nothing that is better suited to toss a salad than your hands, which are going to be soft, gentle, and they're going to mix the leaves completely. And you're going to be able to feel when they're coated just right.
Huh.
And you know, the tongs, they're never going to tell you when the leaves are coated. And then, you know, the other thing is for seasoning. So a lot of times people will use spoons and kind of sprinkle things. We use our hands because the way that the salt falls out of our hands is much more even and much more controllable.
Yeah, and the other thing is that this gives you a connection to your food.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, I think the thing about the tongs, too, is it's, you know, you're outside in the backyard and you're grilling and they're perfectly fine. But they're, in a way, kind of symptomatic to me of a larger remove from our food that's happened over the last 40 or 50 years. And people have gotten afraid to engage with what they're eating.
Mm.
And there's something about the tactile interaction between your food and touching it that leads to kind of a deeper sensitivity, and in a way, kind of brings you closer to what you're cooking.
Yeah. Daniel, thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Daniel Patterson is chef of the award-winning Croix in San Francisco. Now, you can use your hands to try out this recipe for summer greens and peach salad. Find it at splendidtable.org. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper, and you're listening to The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media.